That's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 1st.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's word is eleemosynary, spelled E-L-E-E-M-O-S-Y-N-A-R-Y. Eleemosynary is an adjective that means of, relating to, or supported by charity. Here's the word used in a sentence from flagpole.com of Athens, Georgia, by Pete McCommons. I would not want you to think that Grady Thrasher is not a serious man. He is a retired attorney, a prize-winning children's author, a filmmaker, a philanthropist, and the partner with his wife, artist Kathy Prescott, in various eleemosynary endeavors. A grammarian once asserted in reference to the word eleemosynary that a long and learned word like this should only be used under the stress of great need. Whether or not you agree with such prescriptions, the word eleemosynary isn't exactly ubiquitous. Its tricky spelling doesn't do it any favors, though this wasn't always the case. The good people of early England had mercy on themselves when it came to spelling and shortened the root of eleemosynary, the Latin word eleemosyna, to elms, which they used to mean charity. You may be more familiar with alms, A-L-M-S, a derivative of that word that refers to food or money given to the poor. The original Latin root, however, was resurrected in the early 17th century to give us our modern conundrum of spelling. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.